is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Ally? Not an ally. Oh, did you see Texas A&M is going to the Sweet 16, Del?
Yeah, they narrowly avoided another upset. They've been playing it, you know, kind of a high wire act for them in their first two games.
They did not lead until overtime, and they hit a buzzer beater layup to win the game. And Jordan Nixon hit it, and it was a heartfelt interview afterwards.
I say it all the time, and it really just goes back to trust. They trust me. They trust me to make plays. They trust me to lead this team. Win, lose, or draw, every single person on that bench is behind me, and it just makes these moments that much more special. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can cry. They do trust you, and you guys didn't even lead in this ball game until the overtime period. How did you guys find this within your heart? Because this was hard tonight.
Spirit of the 12th man, if you're familiar.
12th man, though.
We keep fighting. This team is so resilient. I said it 2 days ago. I'll say it again. I've said it all season. We never say die. Never say die, and I think you saw that tonight.
You saw that tonight, though.
Did I see it?
You didn't even want to talk about this.
I was surprised that you wanted to talk about it, considering
I'm an ally.
Your previous, words.
I'm an ally. You? Not so much.
I think this is the definitive response every time you say you're an ally.
Are you, though?
Yes, I am, though.
Someone?
Yeah, somebody put it in the rundown. That soundbite. Because you know what? That was a special moment. That's all right. That's a catchy tune, man. That's
no racist overtones with this one, like Texas' song.
No, there's nothing racist about this song.
I'm agreeing. I wasn't joking.
Oh, nothing racist.
Nothing.
That's right. This is just good, clean fun for the whole family.
Yeah, not only are the I think Texas also advanced to the Sweet 16 in women's basketball as well. But not only are the Aggies a championship contender, they have the non-racist song in the state as well.
Okay, we can all stand up, and grab our nuts, and sway back
sway
and forth
back
to
and
this
forth.
Song. Right?
That's how they say it. Grab our nuts?
Yeah, I've never heard an Aggie
I've never
say
heard
that.
Them say it like
You're
that.
You're the only person I've ever heard
it's
reference
called
that.
Well, that's, you know, you got to...
You have to hump it. It's called humping it.
Well, I know. You grab your nuts and you...
But that's not what they call it.
Yeah, they don't call it that.
I think they do.
You grab your nuts and sway back and forth?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Otherwise known as the Sean.
You're not an ally. You're not an ally to A&M?
No, I played the
Or to women's athletics.
Did
me?
You think...
Athletics.
Did you
me,
think
yes.
to play the fight song or did I?
Did I play? Make you play the soundbite? Yes.
You just played it because there's a athlete crying. You didn't care about the actual game.
Well, I was
game.
Touched by it.
No, you weren't.
I was touched by you're an
gonna,
angel.
You're about to say, knock it off, Dick Vermeil. Stop crying.
I was about to say.
Hey, cut it out. Dick Vermeil has that bit. You knock it off.
Yeah, she's trying to steal his bit.
Yeah. Hey, bit stealer.
Ooh. I thought.
I said bit stealer.
I know you said that.
I know what you think I said. I said bit stealer.
Yeah. Okay. So that was. Anyway, congrats to. I actually watched some women's college basketball last night.
Were you forced to?
Well, it was on at the restaurant.
You didn't ask them to change it?
No, I didn't ask them to change it. I'm an ally.
You didn't want to watch golf? Wasn't the match play on yesterday?
Match play was over already.
Oh.
What did you think about Dustin Johnson only winning?
I told you I didn't think about it.
By two up.
I didn't even think about it once.
Okay. How about Bryson DeChambeau losing his match?
I don't care.
Rory loses 6-5.
Did Paulina Gretzky comment on it? That's the only,
no,
only thing I care about.
There's a Paulina Gretzky new picture, bikini picture out, which is
look at that.
Unacceptable behavior by her.
Are you governing what a woman can and can't do with her body?
No, I'm not. I certainly am not. I'm not. I'm an advocate. I'm an ally there.
Okay.
I'm certainly an ally there.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's inappropriate behavior.
I don't think so. She is in a nice designer bikini posing. Seems par for the course.
I am. Oh, how not, I tied not in golf. Lance Erline put up John Granato, the ally we all needed. Yep, thank you.
You're not an ally.
I'm an ally. So we haven't even talked about Whitney Mercilus.
He got a restructure.
He restructured his deal. Basically his last year here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard people talking about this and saying, well, you know, nice job by Nick Caserio being able to restructure his deal, and by Whitney Mercilus for agreeing to it. Listen, there was a gun to his head. Dude, we cut you right now and you get no money, or we cut you a check for $6 million and you have voidable years the next 2 years.
And it was an easy decision.
There was nothing to that decision. Now, the Texans would have taken a big hit by cutting him, but you're going to cut him.
Yeah, for anyone who still thinks they might, the cap hit would be like 15 this year. He's not going. Dead cap would be 15 this year. He's not going anywhere.
No.
This will be his final year.
This is it.
Unless, you know, John, he has a renaissance. In a different system where he's more, you know, where he fits better as a 4-3 end.
No, it's not happening.
No, it's not happening.
Honestly, what the hell happened to the dude? He's no pass rush, no juice. He was at the end of the year, you couldn't even put him on the field. What in the hell? And Bill O'Brien gives him $54
million. Do you think?
He made six extra million by signing this deal. It's guaranteed money. No money, which he would have seen. So anybody, way to go. No, Whitney just made more money for doing nothing. For literally doing nothing.
Do you think his arms were tired and he lacked juice because he was carrying that air amp for the Rock Boys? Was he the roadie?
Is Rock Boys done now?
I don't think Deshaun's going to be playing that.
Rock Boys is in a bad place, isn't it?
Yeah, and by the way, a big trade not involving the Houston Rockets. Nikola Vucevic traded to the Chicago Bulls for Wendell Carter and Otto Porter. So the Bulls now have two All-Stars on their roster. Zach LaVine, a guy you like. And Nikola Vucevic.
Wendell Carter is a big, kind of clunky dude, but yeah. And Otto Porter's been a disappointment.
I imagine, and there also will be two first-round picks going Orlando as well.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. The Bulls
They throw around first-round picks.
It doesn't matter.
Here's
the deal. The Bulls land Nikola Vucevic and Al Farouq Aminu for Otto Porter, Wendell Carter Jr., and two first-round picks. Huge addition for Chicago. This is all coming from Woj, who remains in pursuit of Lonzo Ball. So the Magic are dealing some of their higher-priced, talented players, and now I'm adding stuff. And I think Aaron Gordon is next on the table. So the first giant deal, an all-star being traded to the Bulls.
What? So Nikola Vucevic has this year, next, and the year after.
Yeah, that's why you do it.
That's why you do it. I wouldn't. Yeah, okay, so you got 2.5 years of him.
Yeah.
And then possibly more, but you got a 24 and 22 million. Yikes.
Well, he's a really good player. Yeah.
He's a good player.
So the Bulls have two solid players, and if they get Lonzo Ball, I guess they think they have
Zach LaVine, a big three. Vucevic, and if they get Lonzo?
Yeah, that's a roster that won't do anything this year, but they'll build around it. They'll be a definite playoff team.
Yeah.
Next year. I think the East is not great, so they may make a run this year, particularly if they get Lonzo. But that's a team you look at and go, because they're going to have to pay Lonzo. Lonzo's a restricted free agent, and allegedly he's asking for $20 million per year. So they'll have to make a decision if they want to do that. But that's a nice start for a team under Billy Donovan, who the Bulls have been a non-entity for years now. And if you can get those three, if they can secure Lonzo before the deadline, that's a team you start to pay a little attention to.
Yeah, at this point in their lives, they are the 10th seed, so they've got a chance to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and considering what the East is, they can make a run.
It's got the potential to be a nice. There's some LaVine is a good starting point.
Yeah,
and Vucevic is a big help there. I mean, that's not bad, especially in the East.
Yeah, you just hope those guys. Vucevic is in his prime. I think he's what 30 or 20. He's 28 now. He's 29, so he's still got good productive years left. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, he's only under contract for the next 2 years, so you could probably deal him. You'd only have to deal with him for really a year plus, and then he becomes an expiring contract if it doesn't work. So
they're in 10th, and they're three games out of fourth.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you make that deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. See what you can do.
If you want to know the truth, after Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and Brooklyn,
It's anyone.
Miami's better.
Yeah, and Miami's going to try to upgrade.
Is Miami
going
to get Lowry?
They don't really have draft picks to add, so they may have to try to get a third team involved, but it's really up to Kyle Lowry.
Why don't they want Victor Oladipo? He's perfect for them.
No, he's not.
He's perfect
for
everyone.
He's not perfect for anyone.
He's perfect for everyone.
No, he isn't.
Yeah. No.
They may sway back to Oladipo if they can't get Lowry, or they might try to get both of them, but I don't know, considering what they're going to have to give up to get Lowry, how they're going to have enough for Oladipo, because the Rockets seem to want quite a bit.
Big, big Rockets game yesterday, and the biggest two games of the year coming up.
The Minnesota series.
Back-to-back at Minnesota. So we'll talk about that on the other side. I want to talk about right now about being a champion. Champion Energy, if you're looking for... I mean, I got my lowest bill ever this week. My lowest bill ever this week. It's just ridiculous. And here's the thing with me and Champion Energy. I swear, every single time that I've re-upped with them, I got a lower rate. Because they were, and you know, there is some fluctuation. There's no fluctuation when you lock in and you got that rate. But if it goes way up, that's tough. This is what you're paying. If you are someone that is looking for a company that is going to say, listen, your contract is up and we've got a lower rate for you, come on, grab that lower rate. That's what I've got. Your company probably doesn't do that. They won't tell you. They won't alert you to your contract being up because there's a lower rate. They want you to keep paying that higher rate. Mine tells me there's a lower rate and says, come on, lock in for another couple of years. This is a great rate for you. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. Pro Shade Thursday coming your way at the bottom of the hour. Get your shade ready, 713-780-3776. But don't call in with shade until then. At bottom of the hour, right here on ESPN 97.5, then News of the Weird. So this is our last segment. You know, headlines from yesterday. Lance McCullers was a big headline. $17 million a year, 5 years, $85 million deal. I've known for a while now, Carlos Correa was offered 6 years, $120 million. I know he wants at least 8 years, and he wants it to be higher, like in a maybe $25 million range, which would be a $200 million contract. And I don't want to say I'm surprised at Lance McCullers' numbers, but when you look at the guys that are in the $17-18 million range, Dell, you pulled them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it seems like it's, you know what, of all of them, I mean, you know, there are maybe a couple of guys in there that I would rather have, but certainly not Bumgarner.
Who are you?
He's on the back end.
As you guys have mentioned, although he's only 30, he's 31, I think, he's being paid for what he has already accomplished as opposed to really what he's accomplished like years ago, not even what he's done recently. Lance Zierlein's no one would pay Lance anything. Lance McCullers is all about what you believe he could possibly be.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of untapped potential. But I guess if you're Lance McCullers, you say, look, I'm looking at these guys who are around that price that I'm asking. They're not better than me. So let's get this done.
You had it before. You know, Hyunjin Ryu is $20 million. Baumgartner's 19. Marcus Stroman is 18.9. Gossman is 18.9. Keuchel is 18. Nathan Eovaldi is 17. Miles Mikolas is McCullough's is 16.75. UC Kukichi is 16.5.
Yep. Right? Danny Duffy, 15.5.
Yeah.
And these guys are all older than Lance.
They're all older.
But some of them 5 years at the minimum is three. Lance is at least three years younger than everybody in this range.
If you want to know the truth, they're all more accomplished than
true,
he is.
Certainly.
Yeah. But they're getting paid, I don't know if somewhat for what they've done already, but they're getting paid because, you know, they have earned. I don't know that you can possibly say that Lance McCullers has earned this yet. A $17 million deal. I don't know that you can. McCullers is last year or 2019 had a 4.16. Before that, he had a 2.83, and then he wasn't gone for. He didn't have any stats from 15 through 17. So
he's got a great nickname though, John.
The Greek Freak?
No, Lizard King.
Lizard King?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to know. I don't know why he's named the Lizard King. That sounds like something Deshaun, the kind of nickname Deshaun would have.
So McCullough's got paid off of what? Pretty much 1 year of work, 2018?
Yeah.
He went 18-4.
Oh, yeah, 18.
Yeah, when he followed that up going 9-14.
Yeah, and with a big ERA.
So I'm sure the Cardinals felt great about that.
No. Eovaldi was a guy who we talked about here in Houston, grabbing him. In 2000, he kind of fell apart when he got that big money, though. He had a 3.81 in 2018, went to a 5.99 in 2019.
Yeah, because Mikolas is 31-24 in his career with an ERA of 3.82, and he's making what he's making. If you're McCullers, you're like, come on, guys. Let's look.
I guess that's a glowing rate.
Yeah, if you're McCullers, look, we are kind of, what, 5 years for that money? But if you're Lance McCullers, you start looking at the guys around you and going, You can pay me what you're paying him. That's the going rate.
I mean,
and he's just as unestablished as Lance and older.
Lance McCullers doesn't have, honestly, well, he's got 57 decisions.
Yeah, and Mikolas was in the Japanese league. That's why you don't see his stats.
Oh, he went to the Japanese league. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he must have been throwing over there.
He went his last year. He went 14-8, and then he came over to be a Cardinals pitcher.
Yeah, and I guess that's what you get for $17 million a year. It's ranked right now 20th as far as money. 20th in money. DeGrom's 1, Cole 2, Strasburg, Greinke, Scherzer, Verlander. And then Price, Trevor Bauer. I mean, talk about ridiculous. Holy crap. We're up to $36 million a year for Jacob DeGrom. 36 for Cole. That is, so 17, what is, that's a three, that's yeah. Number three starter.
I mean, the five-year thing is maybe the, now that we see what the comparison is, the five-year thing is maybe the bigger thing now. When I'm looking at what other guys are paying, you got to hope that Lance McCullers is healthy until he's 32 and 5 years of this. And
wow. Yeah. And if he's not, and they've done a nice job with young pitching, mm-hmm. but you gotta have dude stay healthy.
You're paying him like, all right, you're clearly our number two, right? That's number two. Is that number two money or is that three money?
That's, well, he's actually with Verlander and Greinke on the rotation. If, you know, yeah. On the team, mm-hmm. he's third highest.
Yeah. But future in the future, because they're not going to have Greinke and Verlander, that's what, 2-3 money for him?
I would hope that they'll go out and get a guy that's going to be 25 to 30.
Certainly. I hope so, too. But right now, he's getting paid like a 2-3, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I guess that's.
Well, don't forget, you got Fromber money coming up.
Oh, I get there are going to be more decisions to be made, but since Lance is locked in for 5 years, you got to hope that he's a 2/3 for 5 years, which is something he hasn't been able to show because he's hurt or he's up and down.
Yep. And Carlos Correa, again, I don't think they're close. I don't know that they're going to get there. We're running out of days. What, 7 days away from
start of the year?
Opening day?
Well, he said he does not want to negotiate, but I wonder if the Astros came with that money early in the year if he changed his mind. Like, if they're like, hey, you know what? Yeah. We'll give you your 25 a year. I'm sure that that stance would change. I know it's all about not being distracted because it's a big, important year for him. But turning down 120 over six, and people were like, man, the Astros really insulted him with that offer.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What?
The Deshaun, this is there the worst of it, quite possibly. Dan Wetzel wrote an article today in Yahoo Sports that the lawsuit that could be the most problematic for Deshaun Watson is the one in which he wanted a physical therapist and not a massage therapist. And she told him, I am not a massage therapist. And he said, that's okay. I want you to do it anyway. He came over. She came over, went up to his theater room. He rolled over naked, had her touch him inappropriately. She left right away. She called her mother and her friend right away, which is a contemporaneous report, which means that she, you know, like many of them did not react immediately. She, this girl reacted immediately. And unfortunately for Deshaun, that is a bad thing. That may be even worse than the one that that claims that he coerced or forced her to perform oral sex and then she defecated herself. And
she was so shook up by it. Yeah.
That because she didn't report it right away. The one who did report it right away, that is pretty damning for Deshaun. That is a contemporaneous report. It is the key to these cases. It signals that the alleged victim in the matter knew that it was severe enough that she had to tell someone right away. They knew something was wrong right away. Then you have him following up asking, because then he texted her and said, are you okay? That is not a particularly good fact for Watson. And then she refuses to engage with him. She did not respond to him. And anytime he asked her to come back again, she refused. So there is, that's a lot of smoke right there for Deshaun.
He will have to, if it comes down to it, explain why he's asking. There's McKinney getting ready. He'll have to ask why he's asking about her well-being. If it's just simply a massage or even a consensual act, why are you so concerned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty damning. And the fact that she called her mom and friend can corroborate that she called immediately. That's very problematic for Deshaun. And now with all of this smoke here, very problematic.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-3776. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? Is there anything out there? Your vaccine? Was there someone jaywalked in front of your car?
Or did you simply give a friend or at least a coworker some information about the vaccine, and then someone said you're trafficking in fear porn, and did that get you upset? By the way, if you missed that earlier in the show, how was that in the second segment where Lance told some dude he hoped he burned up in a fire or something? He
drove off the road into a rock.
And then the car got set on fire or something. Was that the second segment of the show? If you missed that, go back and listen to Lance not thrilled with the caller. So that's Lance's shade for the day.
On ESPN975.com.
No longer Audio Boom. No longer PodcastArena.com. You go to ESPN975.com. You can find all our podcasts. And Lance had an eruption. And if you might notice some distinct laughter from someone.
That was me.
Take one. Oh, he already gave it away. I was going to say, take one guess who it was.
It ain't hard to trigger him, is it?
He was
pissed.
He had a rough morning. He forgot his keys up here. He didn't get his coffee till late.
That's probably the
people at Starbucks were shaming him silently.
He settled in.
Yeah,
but that
first 30 minutes, he was on edge.
Ooh. 713-780-3776. You got some shade? Let's go. Throw Shade Thursday next.
ESPN 97.5. The
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
This might be the last time we talk any sports. I want to get to it before Throw Shade Thursday. Woj is reporting that the Celtics and the Magic are in serious talks for the Magic to trade Evan Fournier for 2 second-round picks. You talk about the Celtics needing something. That's a near 20-point-per-game score they could add to their roster as they're trying to find their way back. So it looks like the Magic are selling everybody. We've heard about Aaron Gordon. Terrence Ross might be next. So a team that has some talent that can help, but what's really bad is doling out pieces. And you know what, John? They're going all in on, you know, getting in that top four, too. So that, if you're talking about why does that affect the Rockets,
yeah,
they're not going to have anybody who can play, which will affect potential lottery situation for the Rockets.
At least the Rockets got, you know, Christian Wood.
For now, yeah. The Magic seem like, we're going to try to win 13 games this year. See if you can beat us.
This is a battle. These are the most important two games of the season coming up.
You can't sweep the Timberwolves.
You can't. Just can't do it, Rockets.
You're going to fall behind the Magic if
Don't
you beat the Timberwolves.
Fall behind. We got to stay in this race. All right, are you ready?
Well, you really need to ask, is Steve McKinney ready?
Let's throw some shade!
Yes, he is, John.
That whole thing.
This is
up.
Throw Shade Thursday.
That was a bad
Brought
star.
To you by Give
Well,
Me
you
the
talked
win.
Over
com.
Steve, and then the other thing didn't fire off right.
Yeah. Well, because you told me to is Steve McKinney ready? All right. Poorly started. Let's pick it up. And we've got some. So we got some new blood in here. Juan is here on ESPN 97.5. Juan, throw some shade.
Hello, guys. I just want to throw shade at the Bench. For having the bum-ass Hatcher Man trying to sell some sushi on the damn radio.
Yeah. This is Throw Shade Thursday.
Is he done?
Yeah, he's done.
Make some shade.
Man, the technology is not quite where we need
it to
be.
We got multiple shades firing off in different spots.
He's trying to sell sushi. That's what he does. Okay, yeah, you got it, Juan. He tried to sell some sushi on the radio. That's what happens. Dominic is here. Dominic, what up?
What's up, man? My name is Dominic. I'm associated at Texas A&M. They hired me to be a freaking welder, and all they do is got me cutting grass. Hate this shit, man. Make some shade.
Wow. Well, if you missed it, because I had to dump it.
That's some
this
ship.
Dominic has an issue with Texas A&M's hiring.
They hired him to be a welder.
And all he's doing
is cutting grass.
Cutting grass, and he says something about ship.
Yeah, that's some ship
right
there.
It's been a hell of a start.
Yeah. We got a male massage guy here? Is that it? A male massage guy wants to throw some shade. Hey, male massage guy.
The show stuck here, Frank.
That's OU Mike, who's not allowed on the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. I couldn't tell that was him right away.
It's easy now.
It is.
Yeah, he's got one go to for his black voice.
It's
easy, yeah.
Let's get Mito in here. Mito. Okay.
Hey. Man, this
week's
shade is a freaky ass Deshaun Watson. Come on, man.
You're
trying to get up out of here. You got all this money. And you got skeletons in your closet. You can't be causing all that trouble to yourself, man. I hope you get shoulder herpes now, man. And no pun intended, but EAD, Deshaun.
That is the first time we've had anyone call in outside of Lamont who said he makes bad decisions and take their shot at Deshaun. We haven't had a caller go after Deshaun yet.
I think if we asked most people, they would say, Deshaun, what the hell?
Well, I get that
part. I think if most people would be like, what's wrong with you, dude? Honestly, get your freak on somewhere that wants your freak. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rahizi. Delvincito!
Para tres.
gentlemen. Good morning. I want to give a special shout out to my boy, Dr. Dre on 290. Hey, bro, I still think you're black no matter what, bro. So here's my shade. I want to throw some shade at the Domino Effect Toucher, the one who started it all, Mike Fire. I don't know why you feel it better in my brain, bro, but I want to say you're a little bitch, man. Ever since you started taming Astros, everything started escalating down. The Houston Rockets, nobody wants to be here no more. James Harden left. Westbrook left. And then also with Deshaun, this thing happened with the Houston Texans. Like, this is the dark ages of Houston sports. Not only that, you let the Roughnecks' perfect season get destroyed. I blame you, Mike Fiers, you little bitch.
Make some shade.
No, Mike Fiers was going to catch it today, but he did.
He should always be in danger of catching it.
Yeah. Mike Fiers is always going to catch it here. Mike Fiers is an endangered species here.
That's why he won't show up.
No.
He won't pitch against the Astros.
No, he's afraid. No, I can't blame him. 713-780-3776. You hear it. You know there's some energy going on today, okay? For Deshaun, for Mike Fiers, you got any energy for anybody?
If you have a employer who hired you for one job and got you doing something way below your capabilities, call in. Like I said, you missed it because I had to dump it. But Texas A&M caught it today, too.
Yeah. Yankees caught it. When they win basketball, that's all they do is win. They win football games, the top five football team, they're a top five women's basketball team. I mean,
a top five on Career Builder, maybe, or not, considering what we heard.
Well, I don't know about the welding and lawn cutting thing, but 713-780-3776. Lars is here. What's up, Lars?
Well, good morning, Dad. My name is Lars. I'm the muscular Swedish masseuse, and I specialize in the deep massage of the glutes. But I cannot get Deshaun Watson to answer my Instagram message. So I throw some shade on Deshaun Watson. Make some shade.
Thank you, Lars.
Glutes.
The glutes. Didn't think we'd hear from Lars.
I didn't know Lars was calling in today.
Hey, Lars, you should make yourself a common contributor.
Yes.
That was good.
Yes. Oh. 713. Come on. Okay. That can't be it in the city of Houston. All right.
I got some shade.
Oh, you got some shade?
For an unnamed furniture company. I mean, guys, where's the customer service? Sure, your front part of your service is, look, we give you great prices, but you know what you shouldn't make a customer do? Rush home. In the middle of the day to make sure he gets there in the window you suggested because you can't possibly move the window back 10 minutes. Like, I had to keep track on my phone and go, hope I make this light. Because I told you yesterday, guys, if you missed it, that this furniture company said, no, we can't move your time back. You have to be here between 11:30 and 2. I work on a show that ends at 11, and I live in League City. There's no way I'm getting home at 11:30. So as I'm driving home, I'm looking at my phone while they're at the previous stop. Okay. They're delayed by 5 minutes. That's good for me. They're delayed by another couple minutes. That's good for me.
Well, wait, if it's between 11:30 and 1, it could fall anywhere.
Yeah, but in this instance, it was 11:40. Mm. So I asked them, since you're giving me a 2-hour window anyway, can you push it back a little bit? No. If you're not there, then so be it.
POS furniture.
So I had to, luckily for me, they took a little bit more time at the previous stops. I got home as soon as they got there.
Wow. Right on time.
So, hey,
that's anxiety you don't need in your life.
Yeah, customer service. Come on. Just push it back 10 minutes.
Make some shade.
We ain't going there no more.
Nope.
Ryan is here. He's got some shade. What say, Ryan?
Go on, fellas. I got shade for Charlie Polillo. In his long pauses, man. I was on the phone the other day, and I was listening to his show. I got off the phone, and it was like 2-3 seconds of silence. I turned my volume up all the way, and he just comes at me screaming. Scared me if I was about to have a heart attack. Quit it with the long pauses, Polillo.
I'm make some shade.
Long pause, Polillo, apparently. Yeah.
Not a bad nickname.
Chris is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I want to throw a little bit of shade. I want to throw a whole bunch of shade at AJ for making Josh Hannes leave. He's the one that actually drew me into the show. So I look forward to the, 2 to 4 hour when he jump on. And Lance, you're one of the ones that always crack me up because you're real as it gets. Yeah, shade thrown, man. Josh Hannes should come back.
Make some shade.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of inaccuracies, but I can't comment on them because it's Throw Shade Thursday.
What about Lance being a
namely, good guy? Lance isn't even here. So, who is he? That compliment falls on deaf ears. Lance isn't even
sitting
here.
Lance might be listening. He listens to the show.
And the other thing, I'm just saying, next time Lance is done at 10. So if you want to give a compliment to Lance, you got to call him before 10.
Yeah, but he can compliment Lance when he's not here.
No, but he's talking like Lance could hear him.
Well, no, he's just saying, Lance, you're the best.
Lance, you're one of the guys.
Well, he knows Lance listens. No, Lance. As soon as he leaves here, he turns on he puts it on his app. And he starts listening to the show.
No, he's got to monitor some guard who has tight hips. He's not listening.
Well, but while he's listening to the show. Lorenzo, finish up strong.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Today we're going to throw some shade. Well, it's really kind of partial shade. And it's shade at people who don't know how to protest stuff properly. But I thank you, though. For those that were swearing they'll never listen to 97.5 again, at 2 to 4, it's the same people still in Twitch. Fail. We protested Nike. It's the same type of people that will protest Nike. Stock went through the roof. Same people who are never watching NFL again because it's gotten too political. And then they signed a kind of a hefty NFL contract. You know, that's fine. Here's what I need you guys to do from now on. I need you to protest Alibaba, Amazon. Let's see, what else do I have stock in? Look, just keep protesting stuff, man, because you guys are the fuel of America. Thank you. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Well, people who have allegedly, you know, about to catch it, at least businesses, have done pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 And we just heard one guy that did like Josh. We heard, and we've heard from protesters before, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But AJ seems to catch it quite a bit here.
I don't mind it.
Nope. No. Well, I don't like it.
It's not because I think he deserves it.
I don't like one of our colleagues getting it.
Can I ask you to list which colleague you'd most like to hear catch it?
No. I don't want any of our colleagues to catch it.
I got a few.
I know you do.
Just because I think it'd be really funny and to see them react.
10:44, we've got News of the Weird coming your way. Finish it up strong. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You know, I think if I was going to get arrested, Del, for a heinous crime, I want to do it in Saskatchewan. Apparently, the second inmate this month was mistakenly released from custody. This dude looks like he should not ever be released from custody. I mean, I'm telling you, I do not want to live in Saskatchewan right now with this guy on the loose. That's all I'm saying. That is all that I'm saying about
you
that.
You think just him walking past would be enough to bring him back in? Hey, look, you know the paperwork says you should be gone, but nah.
Nah.
Let's come back.
A personal trainer who was afraid of sweat won a disability claim after she refused to pick up used towels at a gym.
Are personal trainers supposed to pick up behind? I don't even know how that works.
Well, if welders can mow the grass, no.
Well, you make a point. But if your job is to personal train, don't they have people who clean up the gym, or aren't you supposed to pick up your own towels as a person working there?
Or I mean, you work there and everybody, you know, pitches in. Hey, pick up that towel.
Well, she won, so apparently she didn't have to.
Apparently you don't have to.
It's not part of her job description.
She has a condition of being, if you're afraid of sweat, should you be a personal trainer?
Well, are you afraid of other people's sweat? Because you get sweaty.
What you're supposed to do is make them sweat.
Yeah, I don't get it. It seems like the wrong profession. Or are you pissed off or afraid of sweat once it's been excreted and put on a towel? Because don't personal trainers kind of guide you with the hand in the back? This high, you're touching people, right?
I mean, talk about the wrong profession. Who was it? I think it was Steve Elkington was allergic to grass.
Well, I used to play with a kid soccer wise. He had to take something to play grass on the grass. Yeah. He had to because
you're in the wrong profession.
Well,
if you're a welder, you shouldn't be allergic to grass.
Well, at least Steve Elkington doesn't actually have to slide on the grass if he doesn't want to. This kid you know, soccer's somewhat physical. He was laying in the grass because just because of contact. He was actually a guy who fell down a lot. He had to take pills. I was like, what a life you're living. You got to take pills to play on the grass.
Yeah.
Okay.
A new study, Dell, finds that birds give people as much happiness as money. Do birds make you as happy as money does?
No.
No, me either. That's stupid. That's a stupid study.
That's dumb.
That's the dumbest study ever. Birds make you as happy as money. Nah. A man was arrested. He lost his wallet, though. Picked it up at the police station. Unfortunately, he had drugs in him. In it.
Well, I understand the want to go get your wallet, but you know what? Sometimes you just say, you know what? Take an L. But then his ID's in it anyway, right? So they're going to know who he is.
What if somebody picked up his wallet, okay? He had lost it. Somebody picked it up, put drugs in it, and then brought it to the police station.
You think he could try to get that one off? Well, if what's the evidence to suggest that those are my drugs? I lost my wallet.
Yeah.
I haven't known its whereabouts for hours now. Someone could have put drugs in my wallet to pin it on me.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Okay, except the fingerprints that are on all the drugs.
Yeah, that's a problem.
This is a nice story. Two girls, 13 and 15, have been charged with murder after armed carjacking near Nationals Park of an Uber Eats driver. Two girls, 13 and 15. I don't think they were raised right. I don't know about you, Dell.
But do they go on social media and say the N-word to each other? That's my determination.
They used a stun gun against him and caused the car to flip. He was killed, and now they are charged with murder.
Oh, you think that's a fair charge, John, considering what they did? You think murder is a fair charge?
Yeah.
But they're just little girls.
No, I don't want them.
I don't want them anywhere near me.
If they have a trial in Saskatchewan, you may be seeing them again.
That's another, well, confirms why I'm not living in Saskatchewan.
R. Kelly's lawyer complaining. Apparently the singer can only visit with one of his girlfriends at a time. He likes both of them at once.
Look, you're in jail for some heinous things. And you think a complaint you should file is one about not having your girls in there two at a time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you hear this stuff after the fact, you're like, okay, anybody who had any thought that there's a redeeming quality in him, forget about it. He's just this trash human being. There's nothing. He's been, I don't even remember how long he's been in jail, but there's nothing redeeming for him. I just want him to go away.
A Warnham Ball school. I don't know where Warnham Ball
Neither
is.
Neither do I.
Sounds like Australia or something because they spell stuff funny. That's what they do there. Apparently, they're in a little bit of trouble. They are sorry for making boys stand in apology for behaviors of their gender. Apparently, they had to stand up and they had to address topics of sexual harassment and assault with students, even if they didn't do it.
How old are these kids?
They're grade school.
So a very complicated and sensitive issue like that, you want children to address it in a way that what is productive?
Mm-hmm. Well, it took their discussion about sexual assault and harassment took an inappropriate turn. She said in a statement that during a discussion about sexual assault, harassment, and respect for women and girls, boys were asked to stand as a symbolic gesture of apology for the behaviors of their gender that have hurt or offended girls and women. Wait a minute. We're putting that on fourth graders?
Look,
fourth grade boys?
There's some thought that men, and I use men specifically, not boys, to be aware of what has happened to women in their lives because, you know, just because you weren't a person who did something, you should be aware that a woman you've come across has probably dealt with something that was horrible. But I'm not putting that on fourth grade boys.
No, I don't think it's their fault, really.
Yeah, and they couldn't even understand or even begin to approach it in a way that's, you know, productive for them or the girls they're apologizing to. They're just going to look at them like, sorry.
Doesn't really feel like they should they should be apologizing for, you know, creeps, what creeps do. A former teacher who argued Alabama's no sex with student law was unconstitutional pled guilty, Del, to sex with a student.
This is a through line of a lot of your stories. This person doesn't think this is right and then goes on and does it.
No, he felt like the no sex with student laws was unconstitutional. You should be able to have sex with students. That was his rationality.
There's always a connection where where this person is a diversity expert and gets fired because of racism. That happens quite a bit. But there's always some odd connection where people are like, well, that makes sense. The whole no sex with student thing is bad because I want to have sex with students.
Right.
Now I get your motivation.
Yes. Well, at least you're consistent.
Yeah. Now, look, at first I had a problem understanding why you felt this way. Right. Now it's clear.
That's not hypocritical. He's consistent.
He is what he is.
Yeah, he's a creep, but he's consistent. Good news, Del. Grape Nuts COVID pandemic cereal shortage is over. Did you miss Grape Nuts during the pandemic?
I don't think I've ever had Grape Nuts.
You know, I know somebody just told me, he was like, man, did you notice there's no Grape Nuts?
I would have.
I've never had Grape Nuts in my life.
Grape Nuts could have been removed from the face of the earth. I wouldn't have noticed. I've never had them.
But people who are Grape Nuts fans have been upset about this.
Who's a Grape Nuts fan?
People who eat Grape Nuts. Well, I don't know them.
Have you met?
I know one person. And he, honestly, they said, have you noticed there's been no Grape Nuts?
And I was like, would say, no.
No, because I've never noticed Grape Nuts in my life before anyway.
No. Grape Nuts have never been in my house. My parents have never eaten it.
No.
I don't think I've ever been in a house where I've seen a box.
It looks like it's like some kind of ground stone.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of it right now.
Yeah, right? It looks like ground up stone.
Yeah, and it's not. I was a kid. The healthiest cereal I had was Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm not eating Grape Nuts.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Lucky Charms was the healthiest we had.
You guys were.
And I really didn't like it because it gives you, when you eat some of them, that gives you the willies.
Yeah, you guys were on a different level. Honey, like Lucky Charms was the healthiest cereal in your house. Like, yeah. My mom's like,
Grape Nuts are disgusting. Try them sometime. What?
Why would I try them?
No, I know. Hey, you know what? Liver's disgusting. You should eat it. No.
That's not a good promotion for liver.
No. We're done. Charlie Polillo next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.